Okay, today we start off with Sif Dalet. Simon Zayin Sif Dalet, Isha. We're violating a Hasidish rule. Mafak Nisha Mitifrayin. That's what they say. So, Mafak Tom Mitifrayin. What's it saying? The Hasidim say, why the brach is Allah Tzadikim, Allah Hasidim, Vazik Nesheris? Why isn't Allah Hasidim, Allah Tzadikim? So, Vamit Hasidim Fak Minishdan. You have to appreciate the Yiddish phrase, you don't start up with, you don't start off with. Okay, anyway, Isha Psula Ladain, a three Sif Shulchan Aruch Mechaber. Isha Psula Ladain, Isha is an apostle to be a Dayan. What surprised many people is that there are actually Rishayim who disagree. Tisus in Bava Kama Daf Tezvav, used to be the Yeshiva Shablad of Bava Kama. Tosis Shita is that a woman is kosher to be a dayan. She's not kosher lahayid to be an aid, but she's kosher to be a dayan. Tosis on Devaira. All the Tosis in many places in Shas, or Gittin also, in the Pays, Bava Kama, and Saita. Tosis says from Devaira how Devaira was Shefetes. So there are numerous different terutzim. The rule is when there are numerous terutzim, no one teretz is compelling. Some say kiblu alayu. If the dayan if the tutzad on the kabul, then she can judge. Others say that she's kosher. Others say that she was a meira hira. She wasn't a dayan. She nesay du dine mami shefetes. She passed good halachas. Yeah, Tais says that in one of his tours. Yeah. Israeli Supreme Court to take fahers. The Supreme Court said they have to let them take fahers. Supreme Court holds like Tyson Bava Kama. The interesting Pesachei Tshuva Hey Pesachei Tshuva Hey Isha Psula Ladain Ayim Tshuva Spritvua Mashukhasab is there the Chasab the Sefer Birka Yosef that's the Chida Yosef Beis after Isha Psula Ladain a wise woman, she can pass in psak halacha. He brings a terrorist that she taught the dayanim. She didn't actually pass in, but she taught them. The b'sefer echinuch, the b'simim pegimel hiskim d'isha psula ladin, the b'simim kuf nachas, being shtuyei. When he's talking about drunk people passing, because of ubeniya sahira b'chula chay b'isha chachama harayi lahayreis. So the psak is that a woman who knows is kasha to passkin halachas. So this is the. Yeah, this should have to be a chacham also. Yeah. No, that. So he's saying if a woman knows, I guess he's. I don't know. So anyway, that's what it says. I was once in a very public forum asked to explain why women can't count to minyan and can't be dayanim, why women are excluded. So when in trouble, you take the high road. I told them it's Xeris HaKasuv. Then I related that when I was in elementary school and we learned we learned Chumash and we learned then the Parsha Sayesha, we came to the dream, the Sarah Eifim and the Sarah Mashkim. And every year in the story they hung the Sarah Eifim and the Sarah Mashkim got put back to his position. And since my father was a baker, it bothered me. Why hang the Sar HaOifim and make the Sar HaMashkin go further? The story would be just as good, like every other year, to switch off. And one year, let the Sar HaOifim live it, the Sar HaMashkin should die. It made me feel very bad that every year the Sar HaOifim gets hung. So I guess the answer is, what should I do? That's what it says in Chumash. That's what we got to do. So I tell her, I feel very bad. Women don't count to minyan. But what should I do? As I state in the Torah. And, I feel bad about it. So, you get people to laugh. They don't get as angry about topics. It's Trump should try it once in a while, maybe. They wouldn't get so angry at him. But what are you going to do? It's Gzeiras HaKasav. And according to this, she's Pasul Lahayit, that's Gzeiras HaKasav, but Kasha Lodayin, according to Tysus. Are we passing? I don't remember. But, Shnei HaNoshim, Shnei HaShem, maybe. She's kosher to be a litigant, and even certainly to say Adis. It's not Adis when a litigant speaks. Okay, at any rate, that's the halacha. You should psul aladon. If people are two sides on a kabbal, then there's no shayla. Here, the question is whether the psul according to them is the drasha kol hakasha lahayit kasha ladon. The Gemara says anybody is kosher to be an aid, is kosher to be a dai, kosher to be a dai, is kosher to be an aid. That's the rule of thumb. And the question is if there will be psul al sain tosim alecha melech. We had last time a ger who's certainly kosher lahayid, that a ger is pasul la dai because of sain tosim mikarev achecha tosim alecha melech, and from sain tosim we marba. With marba everybody. The Rambam writes that who adin that an isha has a psula same tosim. The Rambam in the beginning hilchas malachim perak alachehei, and that's where Ramosha writes in his tshuva ba'anyi ein yiduli makar. I don't know a makar the kesef mishta or maga mishta. The side says a makar from the sifri. The Sifri says Melech v'loy Malka. It talks about a Melech. It's not a drasha on same tassim. So Ramesh writes Bani any day Hamakar Lizeh, and that's where I mentioned you last week, Rabbi from the Hamor Journal. What was his name, Rabbi Ari Amstel, who started up with Ramesh all the time. So he wrote a letter to Ramosha, how could you write that same tussin doesn't apply to women? Now the prime minister in Israel, they'll put up a woman. That's what Golda Meir was, and they say it's kosher. So Ramosha, instead of throwing the letter in the garbage, which he probably should have done, he wrote a tshuva and he published it. And he wrote the letter, it's in your database, tshuva memhei. He writes to him that the government of Israel doesn't ask me who to appoint. And if they ask me, I'll tell them someone who doesn't keep Shabbos is possible to be anyway. So
what about being on a board?
Being on a board. It's an interesting thing. It depends on Komasim Shatamesim. I mentioned last week there's a Chuvas HaRashba, what's called a position in Klal Yisrael that Noshim and Gerim apostle. So it's a srara. Some they have some control, and the interesting thing about that tshuva in the Rashba is that he talked about being set up as a shatz, pointing the shatz. Whether it has the rules, obviously a woman's not going to be a shatz anyway. But the ger, or someone else being a saim tasim, so he holds that a shatz has position of srara because he could keep people in shul as long as he wants. And that's also srara. That's what he says. The Gemara says it about controlling the water. I think someone here brings it on the page by Ger. We had it that the person in control of the dividing the water in this city is also puzzled to be a ger because called b'sima shata sam la yeh el mikerev achecha. So all right. So woman is excluded. Well. I don't think it was a Muslim of Dichusa. I think it was a serious truma. It's a tshuva sarash. It's very hard. You know, I just bumped into it. When you learn, you bump into stuff. I didn't. I don't know how much is quoted. I don't remember. Yisroa goes to Yerusha. It's true. If he's Yisroa lekach, a woman. They're Yerush if they're the only child. The woman is Yerush. But yeah. But if they're not eligible for Sroah, I guess it doesn't help to be Irish. Yeah, because nobody's mechuyev to come to a corporation. She can hire workers. It's on Klai Yisrael. Since Levelch, it's on there's something to do with the Tzibur of Klai Yisrael. That's what I think. Oh, I wanted to show you. It says at the end of the Pesachei Tshuva to look at Tav Samach Aleph, Sharei Tshuva Sivkat Yud Zayin. So I looked, it's fascinating. You don't know what was stuck in by who. But so I'll just quote it without too much comment. It talks here about a matzah nefucha. About a matzah has a bubble, so you have to examine the bubble in the matzah to see if it comes machas chimutz or it came, or it's a non-chametz. So it says, it's sifkat yizayin. Some of it's sifkat nehei. The pisrei, you should know that in our chayim, the shari tshuva, the letter comes in two versions. In the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, some are numbered the way you would expect. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. The original shari tshuvas were numbered according to the corresponding ber heitev, so that the fifth one was yud zayin. It's confusing to people. Now, corresponding to ber heitev yud zayin. Shari Tshuva, so it was also numbered Yud Zayin. So sometimes when it says here, Ayin, the Tav Samach Aleph Yud Zayin, there is no Tav Samach Aleph Zayin in this print. The one I have in my study does have Yud Zayin. Here it's numbered Hey.
But it
was written, the Shari Tshuva was printed, Mechaber Rama on top, Ber Heitev, and Shari Tshuva. That's how it was originally published. And so the Bishari Tshuva corresponded to the Ber Heitev. But putting that aside, listen to what it says. I am Ber Heitev, Bishem Tshuva Ves Yaakov. Talmid Hagoyim Reb Herschel Zal, Omer Loi. Kshi'ira Shaila Minyin Nefucha Lefanav. When a Shaila came about a Matzah Nefucha, Hayim Itzavalim Nebesai Lohayrois Herozu. Nebesai means his wife. He used to be mitzava to his wife, Shisha Paskin, about to the fucha lirais, imena nefucha niris, mishtei avrei, and lechulu. And his wife used to check the fucha. And that fits with what it says here in the Pesachei Tshuva, halahere sarah, a woman is kasha. Now, I don't know who stuck this in. There's a parenthesis with Hagar. The Hagar says, nira, mashikasu shev etzavalim they basically lahereis, hus fas yese shaloi bedigduk. It's an exaggeration that's not precise. He chasre shalom, litlois buki sriki bahagoyim zal, shemosa hira bezelem nebesai. That's what he says, chasre shalom. Like he would say that he didn't do it, I know he didn't. He says chasre shalom. So what does it mean? Acha kavan aloimer, hayisaymach al ro'ois eineya vavchadosam, basic harazu kadas hadoshim, hebrigilais vamaisa oifa. Now she used to ask her, As an expert witness, so to speak, to say testimony about what this comes from. When they get a little piece of bedika of a bird, the place it gets a shaila of an aver that comes from the inside of the body, the side, shulafan of orim belila vushbasar. When the person peeled off the meat that breathes just the bone, tzarkladas matibai. Where does this bone come from? What part of the animal? A chicken, I guess you can tell. But where does it come from? Sadaka lishavidashim. Sadaka yukaja iskim bezet. Ubikim betanagailim beset palayim binyan. Avaloiba hira. So I don't know who he did this Hagar. The Chas V'Shalom Lashon seems that he holds that it's usur to rely on a woman for hira. That's not like what it says here in the Shari Tshuva, in the Pesachei Tshuva. So I don't know who added it. It's always very tricky to know what was added. At least he was honest enough to write Haggah, you know, just stick it in. What? A woman to be a male. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that it's good, but there are paislim. Hamal yimo, somebody is mechuyev a mila can do mila. So pashur a woman is possible, but it says in Yeredeya that's kosher, and it's I think the Ramah, the Mechaba says it's kosher, and the Ramah says it's proper to be machmer. So the Gemara has Sansi Paira. The Gemara, it's very, very funny. Gemara says two Torahs and Sipaira, Acheira Masula, she got someone else to do it. Or the second Lashon is she started and Moshe finished, something like the Lashon like that. What? So I don't know about being swallowed up. You know, all the Midrash, we're not responsible for all the Midrashim. He got sawed up. He was a sakana.
So it must say here, isn't it something she was just doing for her own house? It's like the regular kashrus that she's keeping in the kitchen. She wasn't doing her own.
Yes, so
people were coming to her and asking her.
Who? No. He's saying when a shayla came, he used to ask her. He used to send the shayla to his wife. That's what it was.
Sure, he would send.
Yeah. I mean, who appointed Rishayim to be kings? I guess it was God, but it doesn't mean that it's, you know, that it's kosher. It just means Kosh Baruch Hu ran the world and made people be. Atalia was also a king, Shalika did, but she took the throne. Okay, let's move from Isha Psula Ladayim to the rules of Eidah Sedayim. Okay, so one of the Lamdish Sugis is Shas, and Yeshiva Shaparakim, and it's in the Gittin Daf Hei, in Rosh Hashanah, we're going to get to it next week in the Mishmar, the Sugi of Eidah Sedayim. First, before that, the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch talks about Shtuya Yayin. We always have something to do with the Yom Tif that's coming up, right? So it's Purim around the corner, so it talks here about Shtuya Yayin. Look what it says. Yeshayimrim. That's the first halacha here. Some people say people who drank muta tapaska dine mamnis. Now obviously it has to mean that their wits are about them. So look in your aleph in the sma, it's four lines at the bottom in the sma. Shtuya yayin adine mamnis. I will issa veheta osir. I feel like shasa el revius. Then he is miu b'yedes shalom yesh lalkum b'shtiyas revius. Our wines you could be makel by revius. He does explain what's different about the wines in the time of the sma, as opposed to the wines in the time of the gemara. Very hard to understand. So I don't think this has to do with harder. I think it has to do with sort of the rules for Psak Halacha. You know, some shalas are harder, some shalas are easier. But, so I don't know what he means, Shalanu. I don't mean Yossi Yainai. I mean, if any of you, we've all had the 4 ounces of wine, it doesn't impair, it doesn't seem.
It depends what kind of strength wine is. It
depends what type of strength wine. And, what you mean? This was mazik. Ours is not mazik.
No, ours is not such a strong wine.
Ours is not so strong. I don't know. The idea of strength of wine is a very confusing thing in Shas. As a matter of fact, I spoke to Rav Feish Herzog. He's the senior Herzog. He's in his 90s, I think. And I know her. Tzaddik of Yid. He started with the Tzelem Harav, the whole Kedem business back in the day. And I was speaking to him about the light grape juice, which I have problems with. But I asked him, shot in, what does it mean their wine was stronger than our wine? We said they did Meziga, and we don't do Meziga. They did Meziga 4 parts to 5, 3 parts to 4, 3 to 1. So what does it mean that their Meziga was they couldn't drink wine without Meziga? It says without Meziga it's possible. What does it mean? Why can't turn to alcohol more than about 13.5% or 14%? For why to turn to alcohol, the sugar in the wine is consumed by the bacteria, that they consume the sugar and they excrete the alcohol. Once the wine is 40% alcohol, they die. They can't survive in that. That's why there's no natural wine that's more than 40%. The wine that they add alcohol, which you have to label, there could be a higher percentage, but otherwise all the wines go up to 14%. Maybe it's a 14.5%, but it doesn't go higher than that. So what does it mean they need the mezika and we don't? So he said he told me he doesn't know pshat. So I told him Rebelski what Rebelski said. Rebelski told me the following. I asked him what's pshat. So he said simple. It always was simple. Whatever, nobody knows the answer to it. Simple. So he said, and what they used to do before they squeeze grapes, we see in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the beginning of the second paragraph of Vayikat, probably elsewhere, they used to pile the grapes so that they rotted, really. If you take an old apple, it gets soft and it gets very juicy. The older a fruit is, the more juice you get from it. So they used to pile up the grapes and make them get mushy. The Mishnah there says that it's Hefse Meruban, a Chalmayid, to turn over the grapes. Because the ones on bottom get hot and they're going to spoil. So you turn it over, so the top ones and the other ones. So when they used to squeeze it, it doesn't mean it was strong. It means it was thick. It was syrupy. It was a very thick, because they had a lot of the grape. And the mezigah was necessary to break down the syrupiness, the thickness of it. That's how Rebelski explained it. So the alcohol content was little. It was not a strong alcohol content. Now, why a Revius is considered you're not allowed to paskin, you're not allowed to daven, it's hard, especially the people running around that their Bissos Salantis Bechel was 2 ounces. So 2 ounces of wine, you can get drunk. I don't understand that. They have a becher that they say the ainikul of Misosalanta, I think they say. Like a 2 ounce becher. So for 2 ounces, that's a schnapps cup is 1 ounce. Two schnapps of wine, you get drunk. It's very hard to understand. So I don't know. It says you walk Dalet Amos. I guess if the whole drunkenness is from 2 to 4 ounces, you walk Dalet Amos. Also, it's hard to understand that takes it off. So it's very difficult.
The tolerance
was less. We always think they were tougher than us, but I don't know. The sugya of shtuye yayin is very, very challenging. But the eved, as long as yachol davel, if they have melech, the davening is a davening, so that helps a little. Purim also, it's a Shiloh one. What am I telling me? The way I enjoy when he davens Maariv by us, like after the Suda, he davens, he cries, he's mamish davening, Yom Nerom davening, and in the house, and my wife is very moved. I tell my wife, I don't know if he's allowed to daven, but it's so beautiful, it's so beautiful. So, I'll tell you.
Rebelski derived that the minimum alcohol content for Rebelski
yeah,
is 3.5%.
Yeah. I once, under pressure, flew to either England or Switzerland to speak. They were having a dinner to start their first ever, it couldn't have been England, it must have been Switzerland, the first ever girls' high school, I think, or girls' seminary. And they put pressure on me to go. I had my son was then learning Eretz Yisrael. I told them, they give me a ticket from there to Eretz Yisrael, so I'll go. So I went. So on the plane, I'm flying there, and there's a Chassidish Yid across the aisle from me. I say, Shalom Aleichem. He says, I'm all gehert from the whatever Rebbe he calls himself. The Yarm HaRav. You ever heard of the Yarm HaRav? I said, I never heard of the Yarm HaRav. He said, Ich bin Em, I'm him. That was the, what was his name? Yaakov Miller. So it's Yaakov Miller. Yaakov Miller, I told him I heard of. Yaakov Miller, I heard of. So I said, where are you going? He said, to that dinner. I said, oh no, I can't, I have to share the spotlight with him. So I want to tell you what happened. So when I got there, I prepared, I figured if he's speaking, I have to be somewhat amusing. So that's one good thing about speaking in a place he never spoke. So so I spoke, and he spoke, and then I spoke. After I spoke, he says to me, you are funnier than me. He goes over to the chairman. I don't think it was true, but anyway, he goes and says, Ich will red nochamo. I'm telling you, I saw him eyes. He took a bottle of whiskey and downed the whole bottle, cup by cup. And he was so funny. He was really good. So there is such a thing as shtuya yayin that, you know, it, what does it do? It, your inhibitions get limited when you drink enough. And then without inhibitions, you could. What? They always drink a bottle beforehand. Okay. So anyway, but I don't know the lamaisa of the shtuya yayin. It's just very hard to know. It's hard to understand what could be possibly be different than that. Bubble is less sunny. It should be less sugar and less alcohol. If it has sugar, yes, then it's heavy on the stomach. Okay, so I don't know. The halacha here is shtuya yayin ka paskin dinei mamin, and they can't paskin dinei yisur. It's interesting din. I don't know more than what it says here. And what? On Pesach, I drink Abba Kaisis. What do you mean? It's rare that you get a shy in the middle of the Pesach Seder. I remember once I got a knock on the door in the middle of the Pesach Seder. I got a knock on the door. There's somebody who was drinking Abba Kaisis, and he saw during Magid that the wine went down, so he kept on refilling it. He thought he's spilling it. And in the middle of the Seder, in the middle of Shulchan Aruch, he realized there's a hole in the glass, in the becher, and it was coming out. So yesterday he has to re-drink the first two Kaisis, maybe even make Kiddush again. Kaisis Ma'akim, Kli is Ma'akim. So I told him he has to check if the hole is above the Revius line or below the Revius line. It's halacha. If the hole is below the Revius line, you've got to make Kiddush again. That Kais is Ma'akev on Kiddush. If it's below, then... so. Maybe. Imamin is reversible. Is a Taisis. Taisis says, Kashazov, like Kashaosa, doesn't apply to Mamin because Mamin is reversible and Malchus is not. Maybe. It could be. Okay, at any rate, this did of Shtuye Yayin. Now we come to the did of Ein Eid Nasadayin, which is a much loved Shasugya. So there are three parts to what it says here. We have to take it one at a time. Let's first start with the basic rule, and then we'll come to the exceptions. Ein Eid Nasadayin. An aid is not kosher to be a dayan. What does that mean? That means that somebody's witness, he saw Reuven be Mazik Shimon, and he's also a dayan. So he wants to say testimony and sit in judgment. Ain't aid nasa dayan. Why? Why can't the aid be a dayan? People say he's biased. He's biased to the truth. He's not biased to a lie. He saw it. He's biased to what's true. And not only that, look what it says. This comes from the Gemara. Dafke eid shemeid. Dafke eid says testimony. Kugayin imheid echameid yadiv imne chaveirov, amaisa shara, and yachalastarifim Allah den alisa maisa. Avalim eine meid. What does that mean, eine meid? Listen to this. Kugayin she hagimul dayanim ro hamaisa. There are three dayanim sitting there. And they see it. Afilu kivnu riyasan b'teres eidus. Even when they saw it, they are kavara to be witnesses. Imru'u b'yayim nasa dayanim v'danan alamaisa hahu. This is the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah. Dayanim who saw the new moon, they could just pass it. Laitei shmiya g'dayla Maria. Laitei shmiya g'dayla Maria. So the question is, it's a point, 1 second. Here it means literally first, Eidus, before the Anan Sadi. The Gemara says, Leitei Shmiya Gedela Maria. Which means that they could paskin. They see it, and they could paskin a halacha based on what they saw. But if he's an aid, if it happened a while ago, and he's saying testimony, then he's possible. So, it needs an explanation. The explanation is going to have to sort of survive the comparison to when they see it. So let's learn Taisus. The Sma here, but let me tell you what Taisus says, and we'll look at the Sma. Taisus asks, why can't aid be a dayan? Because he saw it, that's not worse. Like I said, he's biased, but he's biased to the truth. He saw what happened. So Taisus has two terutzim. One terutz, Taisus says, is va'amdu shnei ha'anashim lefnei ha'alihim. The two, shnei ha'anashim, that's the Eidus. Lefnei ha'alihim is the Bezdin. So you need separate people, the Bezdin and the Eidus. Second teretz is you need the Eidus shati ochal hazima. Taisus lashim is then they're not going to be mekabel Eidus against themselves. So you need Eidus shati ochal. Those are the two terutz. So let's look first in the Sma. The Sma is back on the previous page. Eidei nasa dayin yud beis, three lines in the bottom. Eidei nasa dayin. We should be in an Eidus shati ochal hazima. And he'll never be Kabbalah Zama himself. Why could they say Eidus if they saw it? The Rosh Yeshiva Shiurim and Eidna Nasadayan is a Chakira. When Dayanim are sitting there and they see something, is the pshat, you don't need Eidus. So Mela, there's no start of Eidus Asadayin. Or is pshat that they're the Eidim, but if they pass it right away, it's mutter. The Sma is saying clearly that in that case, Ein Aleihem Shem Eidim. Otherwise you need Eidus Shat Yochal Azima. So the Sma only brings one teretz of Taisus, the teretz of Eidus Shat Yochal Azima. Now, look down at the Nesivis Chidushim. Nesivis HaMishpat, the Chidushim part. Nesivis has Chidushim and Biurim. Chidushim, the same page, the last line, it's Ozayin, Nasadayin. The Nesivis brings both reasons. Nahavle Eidus Shiyat Yochal Azima, Diyarim Le'yakablu Eidus Alatzman. That's one teretz of Taisus. Second teretz, Inami, Mishum Diksiv, now go over to the next page. We should exceed of the shtei anoshim b'shem aluriv l'fnei Hashem. I think it says l'fnei l'kim. The haydu ha'edim l'fnei adayonim. Av k'sharosh shloshta b'yayim. Ein aleim shem edim utar l'adayin. Av piriyasam sma. So it seems that our sma is missing a few words because he says that the sma brings both reasons. It's nafkamina. If the sma is paskani got one reason over the other, what's nafkamina? If it's edishyat yochal azima, or va'amdu shnei hashuv ne'alekim. I think the nafkamina. I'm sorry. When they see it and they want to paskin, what's the nafkamina? If you hold it, say the shati yochal azima. So you have to say like the sma that when they paskin a piriyah, they don't need edus because if they are edus, they vayti shati yochal azima. On the other hand, if you're going to say the reason is v'am l'shnei ha'shof ne'el l'kim, so I guess you have to say the same thing, that they're not Eidus, because you're missing shnei Eidus l'ne'el l'kim. But the shaila that they talk about is if it's a yachid mumcha who sees it, if he can paskin. If a yachid mumcha is sitting and he sees, is he allowed to paskin? Let's say there's a yachid in the city, the city was makabel his psak for din imam. So it works. So if you hold that the ones who see are themselves the Eidim, so Yochid can be Eidim. If you hold that you don't need Eidim, so then you don't need Eidim.
So, let's say you have five people.
Right.
And to
decide,
we'll be the
Eidim
and you
be the Eidim. So there'll be another Nafkamina. If you have five Dayanim who see something, and they're having to be one group, and... Now two of them want to be Edis, for the rest. So if it's Edis Shatiyach, if it's Amdishnei Shalom Lekim, you have it. You have two Edim in front of, that's the Lashon and the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah. That if they saw Yamdu Shneim, they say Edis before the rest of them. And, if you hold the Edis Shatiyach Lazima, I'm not sure, it's Mustaber. That they would ever be Makabal Edis to Fahazama if they know that it's true, they were there.
An Eid knows something through Yediyah. An Eid knows something through Yediyah.
Oh, so that's a very it's important point.
A Dayan, he gets in information through other ways and had to present evidence. So that they're really wearing two different things.
Okay, let's see. Ksais Dalet, the typical Ksais. Ksais says a beautiful Hezber in Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima. Okay, the question really is, why is it Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima? You could be Mazim them. You say they'll never accept Edom against themselves. That's a bias that they have. So you go to different Bezdin, let the other Bezdin, the Bezdin of God will be Mazim them. Is that Eidah Shiat Yochel Azima? Shiat Yochel Azima means they don't say the date, they don't say the time. And you can't possibly be Mazim. You could be Mazim them, just they won't accept Edis on themselves. The question is also what?
Can we be Mazim in all cases?
Can we
be Mazim in all cases?
Oh, so that's the other question. The question is whether Dine Mammon even needs Edis Shiat Yochel Hazima. So Truman and Nayib Yehuda, it's similar to Gimel, it's later in Lachasay on him. The Shas says Mammon needs Edis Yochel Hazima. Nayib Yehuda disagrees sharply. He says you'll never find in Shas Edis Shiat Yochel Hazima by Dine Mammon. Dine Mammon, there's no Kashazama v'loi Kashasa. It's always reversible. And he says there's no Din Hazama by Dine Mammon. So, but here it's Dine Mammon. And Tosis says Yata Yochel Hazima. So the question is a biur in that. So the tzais here has a very geshmaka svara in the biur. An Eidei Nasadayin, if he starts by saying, that is on the next page, the second page of the sif, we're starting really the very last words of the first column, Eidei Nasadayin, Demru Nishnu Vizesh Shnei Tamim. B'taisus. So Taisus brings two reasons. Echad, b'shul d'b'inan, v'am d'shnei anashim, v'yev sheliyes eidayin. The Pasuk says that separate roles. Beis, shul d'b'inan eidah shatiyoch ala azima, heim lo yekabu azam al asman ayin sham b'taisus. Sheikshu b'perak ha-chayvul. Im kein, v'yaitama lo yu eidim kroivim l'dayonim. The eidim should be able to be kroivim to the dayonim, shum d'lo yekabu azam al kroivayim. That's himself is the kasha. A kog b'shul d'motzi mitzim b'bezdin acher. You can be mazim in a different bezdin. We came by tama gabe edia dain. Some of you day you bezdin acher ayin sham. He doesn't like the reason of hazama, so you can be mazim them in a different bezdin. Ubatama echad zeh sakasa nami kashali. He doesn't like that teretz either. In kvar higid es idusay lufnei bezdin acher. If the eight said Edis in one bezdin, v'kiyim kvar mitzvam d'shnei anashim, lama lo yedayin achakach. Afterwards, if they have to reformulate the bezdin, why can't he be a dayin? U'bishas u'bavayis kamashka, eilam eid, and yochali is dayin at all. Chedei rechasa b'shtar, v'shikvar dechkru eidusar, and v'shayli is dayin. So Ksoy says a wonderful pshat. Listen to what he says. There's a din that Edim don't become Zaymimin at Sheigmar Hadin Al Pia. There's a din by Edim Zaymimin that if they say testimony, Bezdin didn't paskin, there's no Zaymimin. Zaymimin, Kashazom, like Kasha Asa, it wasn't carried out. But it had to be a Gemara din. Bezdin had to paskin. There's another din. Eid Zaymim Lamafreya Hu Nifsal. Eid Zaymim Lamafreya Hu Nifsal. We pass like Abaya by Yal Kigam. So everyone knows Yud stands for Yishloi Midas. Ayin stands for Eitzay Mimum Afreyu Nifso. Abaya, Lachiyah Mimei, I love this, Lamin. The, you get the rest of them, the Kigam. Kedushim Shemus Rumabia, I think. I don't know what the Gimel is, what? Lachiyah is Lachiyah Mimei, I love you. Kuf, Gimel and Mem, I have to remember. But anyway, Kedusha Mitzrayim will be. But again, so Zot Ktsayis, listen to Ktsayis. Ktsayis says, Eizayim l'mafreyo nifsal. And you're not Eizayim unless Bezdin passed the Valpiyam. He says, if the Eid is the Dayan, and then you mazim the Eidim, l'mafreyo nifsal, what does l'mafreyo mean? Let's say he said Eidis, and the next day he was Eidei Kedushin, or Eidei Gittin. And the next day, they mazim his Eidis on the first day. So the Eidis on day two is possible. He was possible to say, L'mafreya hu nifsal. It messes up the in-between. He says, if he said Eidis, he said Eidis on Sunday, and Monday, they paskin. And Tuesday, the mazim Sunday's Eidis. So the Monday's psak is invalid, because he was possible to say, possible he is dying. So something says, it's Eidish Yat Yochel Azima, even though they mazim him in a different Bezdin. What's going to happen? They're going to pass the Freya from the time he said the Eidus. So, Eidus Nasadai Shigmar Adin Al PM. There's no Gemir as Din, because the Gemir Adin was done by a Rosh, who was Pasul Yez Dayan. So, Memela, it's going to Pasul the Dayanis. So Memela, it's Eidus Yat Yochel Azima. I mean, you can be Mazim there, but you can't carry out the rule of Hazava, because it doesn't happen. This is the Ketzais of Chap in Lomdis Yichalo, that they're going to be Eid Zayim L'mafreya Nifsal, then they won't be Eid Zayim in, because the Psag Din is Batul as the Psag Din. That's what Ketzais says here at Olam and Arichas. What?
But till then you could. So even though the Achar Maisa you can't, but the Shaisa you could.
But you only theoretically could. It turns out you're never going to do Kasha Zamam to them, because there was no Psak Din. You can, what?
If there was carried out the Psak, they can't
be Monday. No, because they're false Eidus from Sunday. Two Eidus say. Well, they're Apostle Sunday because they're Apostle.
You're right.
So the Psak Din of Monday was the Apostle of Dayana. So the lashon of Taisus doesn't fit well to Ktsais. Taisus lashon is lo yikablo. There won't be makabel edis. So it's a little bit of a problem with the language of Ktsais. But this.
I'm the one who
said
this. I'm
going to
go past myself. Isn't that the
gear?
So the whole
thing is. But the gear to the truth. You know the truth.
Yeah, so what?
So if you know the truth, you.
The truth is not a gear.
It shouldn't be. It should. Pashto's not. Well, you see, if they didn't see it, then they can paskin. So they know it. If they see it, Pashto's not.
Does the Ketzos hang? Does the Ketzos tie his Svara to another Rishon? His Kiddush? Or he's just
no, it's a svara. The svara, hard to fight with the step by step of the ktsais. Mm-hmm. You can have other questions, but so this is what he says here in Dalid okay. So this is the din of Eidei Nasadayin. Now, the fact that when you see it, they could paskin. It's an interesting din. Usually you can only see the moon at night. And you can't paskin at night. So if they see the moon at night, they have to paskin the next day. So it says like this in the Mishnah. If they saw it and it was still day, by the new moon, the moon trails the sun. So as the sun is setting, if they see the new moon, it's still day, they could paskin. Later there was a gezeira, they're in a mincha l'mayla, they weren't in the Mekash Chayish, but l'maysa, if they see it, so, like Teshvig de Alavir, they can paskin. If it's already night, they can't paskin. But they do it the next day, then they have to say this. They can't rely on Ria. The Ria was yesterday's Ria, so they have to Yamdu Mechabreim and to be Mashlam the Bezdin, and then they say Eidus. That's what's said. When they see it, they could say Eidus. The Bior, in seeing it, like I said, the Chidush of Ari Leib, he has a piece that's usually not in the yeshivas, who he clears this shaila, if Leite Shmeik Adilam Ria means Ria is itself Eidus, or Ria doesn't need Eidus. That's, those are the tutsdadim, that he has. The Nafkamina, he says a Yachid Momcha, which Chayes talks about it. Hey, a Yachid Momcha, if a Yachid Momcha, if you don't need Eidus, he can pass it. If you need Eidus, it's Eidachad, you can't pass on Piedah. But this seems to refer to back to the old rule that that Ramesha writes about very often, that when you have Yediyah, the rules of Raya don't apply. Yeah. When there's a Yediyah, when you know something, the Gemara, I often call from Ksubis, that's Ramesha's source, Rav Chista was ready to Paskin. Bas Rav Chista was Rabba. Who married Bas Rav Chista? I think Rabba. So Rabba was ready to Paskin. And his wife said, he passed in the Shvua. His wife said, don't let him sway, he's a liar. So he was Mahapach the Shvua. So then there was none of the Din Torah. Rav Papa said something similar. Rav Papa said something. He said to Rav Papa, do you have a second witness? You only need Echa. So it seems he was offended. The Gemara is, Loi tehe Rav Papa kabas Rav Chista? Rav Papa's not good enough as your wife? Like your wife, you paskin it. So Gemara says the Teretz. Rav Moshe teaches the Teretz that on his wife, he knew for sure she doesn't say things unless it's true. So his wife said it, he had the idea that it was true. You don't need Dina Edis when you have your idea. Rav Papa was had a chazaka, as a Adam Kasher, as a Talmud Chacham. For that, you need a second witness. So Moshe's Yisoid is when you have the idea, the rules of proof don't apply. Moshe uses this, at least B'Shas HaTchak, in a number of his tshuvas. His tshuva on Chol of Stam is based on that. It's based on Yediyah. It's not, he holds that Chol of Stam is a loy plug de ketakana. He doesn't hold like the Prichaj. Prichaj holds there's no loy plug. And you don't have to worry about it. But he, in the beginning of tshuva, argues with the Prichadash Adan Nekuda, but he says his rule that when you have Yediyah, you don't need. We know for sure that the society controls it, and therefore the Yediyah is good. All right, so you have to trust the Dayan to know what counts as Yediyah and what doesn't. Every Anan Sadi, which seems to count as witnesses, we call it a Treva Treva Anan Sadi, every Anan Sadi is Eidishiyat Yochel Azima. In other prayer tests about it. It's an Ansadi. But there's not, you can't be Mazim and an Ansadi. There are no people. If the Dayan is trusted, he's trusted to say what he has the idea. What he saw, like Teshmik Dela Maria, would mean that he have the idea. It doesn't, these things don't apply. That's what it says. It's a yediyah based on the circumstantial evidence, so I guess it's different. And maybe Dina Nefashis or Moshe's masking could be. But Dina Nefashis maybe is masking. Where Anan Sadi works, then the yediyah. Okay, I said there a couple of parts say that that's a dayan. So let's continue on the page you in your copies. Aval, third line. Imru balayla in donin al piatzman. Aval beidus acherim donin. If they saw it, they're not possible to be dayanim. Beidus acherim, they saw they could be not. Vuzmanu lahayid, af beidus acherim ein donin. If they were invited to be meidim, once they meidim, they can't be dayanim also. V'yeshayim, af vuzmanu lahayid donin beidus acherim. You know they were. Invited to say testimony, but there are two other witnesses, it's good. Ramah ends here in the Kuda from the Gemara. What? They say based on the Eidus. Ramah says, Chol zeh b'din da'iraisa, avol b'dover d'rabbanon eid nasa dayin. When you need Eidus only b'drabbanon, eid nasa dayin. In Taisus, in the second parak, I think it's Daf Chafal, there it's talking about Kiyam Shtaris. About being Mekayim signatures on a Shtar. Min HaTorah, we paskin, I mean, it's Mechlekes the Gemara, but Min HaTorah, a Shtar is Becheskes Kasher. Kol HaSumen HaMishtar, Kedech Gerei Dusim BeBezdin. Every shtar is the cheskes kasher. If someone says mezuyif, tain is mezuyif, or he has a he tain is peru arabig of mezuyif, so then you need kiyum shtaris. So Tai says kiyum shtaris is the rabbanan, but a taira shtar is assumed to be good. And since kiyum shtaris is the rabbanan, by kiyum shtaris aid is nasadayin, and the aid could say testimony and be a dayin as well. Kiyum Shtaris is one example. They ask on the Rambam. The Rambam Shita is that Min HaTorah and Eid Echad is good. It's Machlokes in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel, the beginning of the Masechta. If you need three Dayanim, is it Din Torah or Din Rabbanan? So Rabbi Achavi, I think, holds that Min HaTorah and Dayan Echad is good. With Rabbanan, you need three, except maybe by Mumcha. But it's the Rabbanan. So they ask on the Rambam that Eid Nasadayin, if by Rabbanan's Eid is Nasadayin, then every case, you should only have one Dayin that's not an Eid, and the other two that are Eidim should be the only Rabbanans, so they should be Kasher. That's the Kasher they ask on the Rambam. Not much of a Kasher Halacha L'Maisa. But I'll show you in a minute, it does have an afkabina halacha l'maisa. So this is the question that's asked on the Rambam Shita. So I'm just looking, who says the Teretz? They answer that Ktzai Zvav, which we're not going to learn inside, Ktzai Zvav, in the bottom of the page, it brings this kasha, in the second half of it, and he says the following. This will be an afkabina. He says, Pshat in the Ramah, by drabanan, eid nasadayin, it means when the subject of the eidus, the topic, is kim shtaris, is something that the whole din eidus is a din drabanan. Well, the din eidus is a din deraisin, but the number of dayanim is a din drabanan. That's not what the Ramah is talking about. Ramah is talking about when what you say testimony about. You only need a dismid rabbanan. There's an umdin and it's good. So there, a nasadai. Mashayinke, when the circumstances make a drabbanan. Nafkamina is, the kasha on the Rambam. The other nafkamina is what he talks about in the beginning. If they saw Eidus on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If Dayanim saw Shabbos and Yom Tov, min HaTorah, you're allowed to pass Kandinim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Ein Donin is a Gzer Durabanan that you might write it down. So Ein Donin is a Tekana Durabanan. Min HaTorah, they could say Eidus. So he starts by bringing a machlaik is the Bach and the Taz. The Bach and Taz is actually, if you have page Yud on the next side, in the Taz on the previous side, but basically, the Bach says, "Rol b'Shabbos v'Yontif, ein nasim dayanim," that they can't be dayanim. That's the Bach shita, and the Avagad they pass the Abedivrei Seifrim. V'ayin Taz shecholik. So they argue if they see Shabbos v'Yontif when they ein nasim dayanim, because the whole din of not pass Shabbos v'Yontif is a din derabbanan.
So,
not passing Shabbos is the din rabbanon. So min haTorah they could passing. So he says it's totally in this. If you hold like the Tzai said that by rabbanon means if the subject is a rabbanon, the topic needs a dis with rabbanon. So seeing in Shabbos yantif is not an exception. If you hold anything to Rabbanan, anything to Rabbanan. But if you hold the Ktzais is Geder, so then Shabbos Yantiv, doesn't have a din of a to Rabbanan. All right, so this is the sugya of Eid Nasadayin. Got to tell you a great AI. Somebody, I told this to Yerachmiel, he didn't believe me, he tried it. Somebody asked AI the following question to show, they tried to catch the flaws in AI. He said, I have to go to a car wash. The car wash is 50 meters from my house. Is it better for me to walk or drive? That was the question he asked. So AI answered, it's better to walk.
it's good for the environment, and it's good for exercise. It ignores the fact that you can't do a car wash without the car. It totally ignores, like, the common sense that you would be. So you ask it, try it, you ask it. You tried it, right? You ask it, I told him yesterday. AI is not perfect. You ask it, what? It tells you what you want to hear. Okay. At any rate. Anyway, that's off topic. We'll continue next week.